Jason, congratulations. That's a good day.
Yeah, great day. Great day when you can get through what turned out a comfortable one in the Senior Cup. Like, you can't not be happy with that. Like, it's been excellent all round. As I say, we obviously were carrying a few injuries into the game, and you seen yourselves the game we were on. We got them off there, if you know what I mean. But no, fair play for the lads for stepping up. Like, as I said, it's just shows the character of some of them. To Tommy McNamee sustained a fairly heavy injury 3 weeks ago, and he's out there today.
Yeah.
Gareth Harkin, Mark Harkin, they're all kind of walking wounded, but just shows the character of them, and they could go out and do that.
Yeah, and all played their part, and what was a convincing one in the end. Up at 1-0, Jason, they'll point to that red card decision, but in fairness to Bonagie, you were in control even up to that stage.
Yeah, I felt we were. Like, as I say, we got the goal fortuitous, maybe as well it was, but I felt we were in control. And look, as I said, the lads there, he's give the referee a decision to make with his. There was a real, real heavy tackle. As I say, some days you might get red, some days you get yellow. I was thinking he'd be a lucky boy to stay on when I seen it initially, and it turned out that way. And it was just important then that we kept our composure and our discipline ourselves, and managed the game, and we did that. Like, when we added goals 2 and 3, like, as I say, that was up maybe done and dusted.
Yeah, and you did keep your composure and led at half time by 3-0, and then you're obviously hoping maybe to get a fourth and just kill off whatever faint hopes they had, and that fourth goal came really, really early in the second half.
Yeah, look, you were long enough in football to know that you never rule out anything, even at 3-0. We spoke about that, like, good 10 or 15 minutes here now, manage the game and play with a purpose, just don't play to stay on the ball, still try and trouble them, and it turned out that way. Like, as I say, we added the fourth fairly quickly, and that was a game done and dusted then.
So there were good performances. Connor Black got 2 goals, two new arrivals, Connor and Stephen Black, and both did well.
Yeah, look, just slotted in there seamlessly. They no bother, never had any concerns over them two lads. Look, they've had come of good coaching and two absolutely cracking men to start with, good attitudes, no bother with them, and I think there'll be 2 great additions to me over the season, to be quite honest with you, and I wasn't concerned. And young Noah has come on there, as I say, another debutant, like, in the Senior Cup, as I said. He probably doesn't realise the size of the game that he's come on, and he just comes on and does his thing, and it's good to see him. He's had a good season in the youth league and deserved his chance as well. So and it was good, I suppose, that it was a bit, we were able to get Tony off there, and we were able to get Gareth off, and Funstay boys that were carrying the injuries and stuff like that. So, look, all around, we can't complain.
Well, listen, Jason, for you yourself as manager, I mean, it's a big day for you and your backroom team, and for the club as a whole, because Bonagie United, they're making great strides. So many teams within the club have all been doing so well, and this is another big day.
Yeah, I don't know of a level now that we're not competitive at, to be quite honest with you, across the youths. Chris's ladies team, Damien McLafferty's, really stepped it up in the Donegal League. So we're competing across all fronts. And as I said, you see here today with the surroundings, the way Lawrence has turned out this pitch, and the lads have helped them around in the committee, everything to a T. Like, this is a senior club anyway, to me, the way they run themselves, and just delighted for them, because that's what this cup's about, so they can showcase what they've done here over long number of years. I'm only a blow on here, but it's good to come in and give them something to be proud of.
Yeah, and they're the people that put in all the hard work behind the scenes, aren't they, Jason? And they deserve days like this, and wouldn't it be great for the club to get a home draw in the next round?
It would, as I say. Look, I mean, if you had one of the big teams, and maybe the TV cameras here and stuff like that, or that probably, as I say, would be our choice of draw now, as I said, before this round. You maybe want a winnable tie or a big gun. Now we've won this tie, you're probably realistically looking to try and draw some of the big guns here, if you can come out of the hat that way. But look, as I say, we just look forward to it now and enjoy the season, and that's been a good day.
Yeah.